Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6. Jordan will be here with Elliot Shore Parks and myself, and then the Players Lounge, as always, with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot. This week's guest is Cam Jurgens. Before we get to the top 5 at 5, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The new question, man, Jack is on fire with the questions today. Do you think A.J. Brown will be on the Eagles to start the 2026 season is the question. Ike, what do you think the responses are on this one?
Yes, I'd go 60%.
It is yes, 53%.
Wow, that's still 50-50.
Yeah. Pretty wild that we're in this position.
And not super meltdowny in the replies, which is good.
Oh, that's good.
Unlike the last time.
Well, the last time last year, you mean?
No, nah,
2 years ago.
Sertain won.
Yeah.
Wow. Just defensive player of the year, Patrick Sertain.
Yeah, well. And we do need a cornerback.
Listen.
Hey, look.
Playing chess, man.
Look.
That's what I do.
The top 5 and 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So as always, there are a lot of things that are back. And I got the 5 that are the most back right now. Starting at number 5. Remember growing up? In, like, middle school, high school, some kid would get sick with mono.
Yeah.
Justin Morgenstein.
You guys mono?
He has mono. Like a 15-year-old.
What?
What are we doing?
Wait a minute.
I know.
Hold on.
We're not locked in on the show enough.
He has a steady girlfriend.
That's the question.
Can I throw something at you here, Ike?
Oh, God.
Well, he did take a trip to Los Angeles recently.
That's true.
Big party guy.
Morgenstein.
Go to the Penn State, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not certainly not saying anything happened. Oh, poor Justin. You know he's listening somewhere.
He's at home.
He's somewhere dying.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just kidding. We love you, kid. But mono.
Yeah.
Someone in their mid-20s, late 30s, or close to 30. It can't happen.
Morgenstein's not close to 30.
Nah, but for these,
like 23.
For this topic, he's close to 30.
Yeah,
he's close to 30.
For this topic.
Wow, what the hell is going on with Morgenstein?
I know, mono, unbelievable. The fourth thing that is back is Spike and his little people getting excited about the Sixers off of some little videos showing them down the blue and white scrimmage. Oh, and Embiid dunked. He shot a 3.
Look pretty good.
I don't know.
Look pretty nimble.
I don't know, Jim.
Look pretty nimble. Jim.
Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Tommy Romo.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Jim. Sixers back, Spike.
Well, no.
But?
But given how last year went and how bad he looked last year. The fact that he looks has looked the fact that he's playing 5-on-5, which at this point last year he was not. We were ramping at this point last year. And every time we saw him last year, he looked, it's not like he was a speed demon beforehand, but he looked twice as slow as he ever looked. The fact that he looks nimble, he looks thin. He dunked without even thinking about it, dunked with ease. I'm not saying they're back. But what I am saying is the opportunity for a season that isn't dreadful seems like it could be on the horizon. And as somebody who has to watch every minute of every game, and we can ignore the Sixers on WIP if they suck.
You can.
I can't ignore the Sixers. I got to do that stupid podcast. So if we could get a Joel Embiid that is playing 45 games, 50 games, looks nimble, you can't blame a guy for getting a little excited that you see him dunking in the blue and white scrimmage.
No, I know. I agree. I just hope it goes well for you.
I hope it goes well for all of us.
It would be great.
Are you kidding me? A comeback Embiid year would be amazing.
With Jared McCain?
Yes, eventually.
With VJ?
Who's also eventually? Who's also hurt? I think he played in the blue and white scrimmage,
good.
So I think he's okay.
Good. But a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah.
Getting excited about Sixers.
Videos.
Yep.
Rightfully so.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you must be excited.
Yes,
Ike?
I am.
Yeah, you saw him dunking.
I am excited, yes. I'm telling you. But Spike, I've been telling you, you got to monitor this thing, man.
Yeah, I'm.
Got to monitor it.
I'm keeping cool.
I saw the highlights.
Yeah.
And I resisted retweeting.
No, I did.
Putting the GIF out there. I resisted.
Oh, the Apple GIF?
Yeah. GIF.
GIF, whatever.
Yes.
I think it's GIF.
I resisted doing that. But, sorry about that.
That was a loud butt. Holy
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, that's because we had all the mics turned up now.
Yeah, I just wanted my mic turned up.
The first time I see... he's active.
Yeah.
And he's playing. It's coming out. I'm just letting you know.
That's what's coming?
What's we're coming
getting out? The Apple GIF?
Yes.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
That's how you know when we're back. When we see the Apple GIF on Ike's Twitter, I'm sending alerts, buddy. I'm sending alerts on your tweet.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh.
Hey, listen, man. The East is wide open.
It is.
Wide open.
Did you see?
Uh-oh.
Tatum dunking the other day?
Yeah, I did see that.
3 months after an Achilles injury?
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
That's a little scary. I don't want any part of that.
Yes.
Big guy, you might want to take the year off. You want to make sure it's completely healed.
Make sure you're completely healed, yeah.
Look, Give us a chance.
All I want to worry about in the East are the Knicks and the Cavs.
Right.
As long as all I have to worry about is the Knicks and the Cavs, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And, of course, worry about the Sixers, but as long as I – that's it. Oh, I mean, what if he's okay?
What if he's fine?
I might be back. Okay, all right.
The third thing that is back is OG Wade ducking when the pressure's up on Jalen.
Yep, where is he? This is when he was supposed to be at his best,
I know.
To blame everybody else.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, but he's nowhere to be found. Nowhere. And why? This is when you're, again, like you said, Spike, this is OG Wade season.
Yeah.
The quarterback is proving once again that he's a pretty good player. Everyone's on him. And his biggest defender is MIA. Maybe that's who the Amber Alert was for.
For OG Wade.
Did you stop with the Amber Alert? Idiot.
Well, seriously, maybe he got comfortable. Maybe he got too comfortable with everybody agreeing that he was good.
Is it a Super Bowl hangover?
For OG as well.
Yeah.
It could be.
I thought he was back a couple weeks ago. But he is.
Well, he did the AJ thing.
Yeah.
Where he's been waiting to trade AJ for 2 years now.
He has. People forget he was the first one to say it, not me.
The last time he called, he was basically saying it was for AJ.
Right.
He wants AJ to be happy, to get his targets. Yeah, it is really. I actually saw a carton of milk this morning. The picture on the milk. The lost.
Yep.
OG Wade.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We've only seen Justin once.
Like a power. Oh, that's a little kid.
Yeah,
that's
a
little
power
kid.
Drill.
No. Yeah, it's a child.
That's a loud kid.
Yep.
I know, man.
And I'm pretty used to screaming.
That kid's been on every flight I've ever been on. That one kid.
But just remember, Spike, the parents on those flights are trying their best.
I know. Except for the ones that aren't. The only time.
You haven't traveled with the kids yet, have you?
We have.
Oh, yeah, you have?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
We did. We did our best.
The only
felt like everyone's looking at us.
Yes, we are.
Felt the fire of a thousand suns.
Shut that kid up.
Yeah.
When they can't get the kid to shut up, I don't have a problem with it. It's when something works and the parent stops it. That's when on the last flight I was, the kid was going crazy. As soon as the dad grabbed him and was bouncing him up and down, the kid stopped.
Yeah.
Then the dad stopped. And I'm sorry, brother.
Now you got to keep that going.
This is on you. It's okay if there's nothing you can do. I get it. I am sympathetic to that. However, if bouncing the kid up and down on your knee makes him shut up, I don't care if the flight is 5 hours. Brother, you have a Diet Coke, get your caffeine in there, you're going to have to bounce that knee.
See, I can't say over the airways how we kept our kids quiet.
Sure, different methods than
yeah.
than now.
Yeah.
The second thing that is back is I saw the people out there this weekend. Apple picking season.
Oh my god!
Come on, the flannels are back,
dude. How
Pants
many times
are
you gonna pick apples?
Yeah, well, there's apples to be picked. Photo ops to be had.
Are you saying fall itself is back?
Yeah,
or
well,
apple picking specifically.
Well, apple picking season / fall / pumpkin spice season.
Yeah,
/ season. All the Halloween stuff's out.
Right.
We're dipping our toe in the Christmas water, but we're not ready to get there yet.
Man.
Yeah. No, it's here, baby.
Yeah, it's here. That's for sure. I look around the neighborhood. It's here.
Well, you know the wives. Yeah. We're looking at this weekend being like, Phil's lost. No Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guess what we're doing Sunday morning.
You're apple picking.
You're apple picking.
Escaped. I went here.
Val loves Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it was Saturday. We got two little pumpkin lights by the TV. We got pumpkin lights
there
by the front door.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
We got a skeleton sitting in the chair by the front door
there
outside.
You go.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
I
oh,
thought
yeah.
that was just you.
All right. You need to lose a couple.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Self five. All right, but the number one thing that is back is Negadelphia. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Eagles, Pets heads are falling off. Phillies blow it up. Flyers lost in overtime over the weekend. And Miechkoff apparently is fat. That's the reports out to start the season.
Oh, really?
Is that he's out of shape. That's going
really?
On. Temple lost by one to Navy over the weekend. I know people pretended like that was some heartbreaking loss to the city of Philadelphia, but it's added to the mix.
Yeah.
And then, I mean.
Does that mean the Army-Navy game is not here this year?
I have no idea.
It's always here at Baltimore, right?
Well, they switch at three places, I believe.
Okay.
They go D.C. too, right?
Okay, yeah.
Annapolis.
Yep.
Yeah. But the Navy played here already.
Well, maybe it's just here in Annapolis.
Or was the game here?
It was here, I believe.
I don't know.
They played at the Link?
Yeah.
I don't know.
31-30.
You guys really did tune out all weekend.
I watch football on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I watch baseball, yeah. Saturday, I tuned out a little bit because I don't watch college football. You know, I can tune out.
Got a little reset.
This hour, sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Can I tell you about a little awkward thing that happened to me a moment ago here at Chickie's?
Sure, yeah.
The gentleman came over. He said he's from Tampa, listens to us all the time, was very, you know, very vociferous in his support of the show. And I put my fist out for a fist pump. Do you know what he did?
What?
Turkey?
He grabbed the hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Grabbed the fist.
There's no turning back from that.
It's a tough move there.
He didn't seem to have an issue with it.
Yeah.
He almost did it as if this is what you're supposed to do.
Well, he is from Tampa.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, does he not know the fist bump? Know to do that?
I have no problem with the handshake. I just don't know that he wanted the handshake, so I went the fist bump. He didn't. The place is packed here at Chickie's.
I miss the COVID days of just the elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Forearm.
Yeah, forearm was good times.
Yeah.
Yep, but nah, it doesn't exist anymore. Germs are gone.
Exactly.
People have no problem with germs.
No.
It is packed here in Chickie's. Today is the first Flyers home game, right?
Yeah,
right.
The home opener.
Yeah. See a lot of Flyers sweaters in here.
I don't see Broads.
I don't see Broads either.
Will Broads be at the game tonight?
I don't know.
Sometimes he goes, I think.
Well, wouldn't he? He probably has to do his YouTube thing right afterwards.
Oh.
So I would imagine he's probably home because he's got to do the YouTube right afterwards.
And I don't know if he's going to wear the full outfit in the press box.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
With the helmet on?
Oh, dude, it would be so good if he did. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Furry Bruce?
Yeah, Furry Bruce.
Been a minute, man.
What's up, Furry Bruce?
What are you calling?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, man, it's getting colder, so, you know, the fur is in effect.
Oh, I like it.
Are you talking about your furry?
Are you a fox? What is the animal you dress up as?
No, wolf, man. Fox is too small.
Oh, right. Wolf, right.
Yeah, we eat stuff, man.
Got that wolf hair.
But look, hey, I wanted to talk about this baseball thing, but man, I got to switch back to the Eagles. I'm going to tell you, man. Look, just listen to Sirianni. I let me just say this. Okay, I agree with you about the passing. Jalen's got some timing issues. I know he needs to work on that. But the one answer, when he was asked, do you plan to change the offense? And he said no. That is a problem. That is a problem.
And No. He said, Bruce. He said if they were going to change play callers. They're not changing. Okay. There's no one to change a play caller to.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood that.
I wanted to let you cook, but you can't. That's definitely not what he said. He was asked if they consider changing play callers, and he said
Okay. Got that. Yeah. All right. Yep. I'm gonna still stay on this about the Eagles because, my biggest concern is, I'm big on this leadership thing. You know that I called you all in an off-season rant. About this hire, and here's where this is it's bled over into the entire team. And the one thing about Sirianni, this like shades of 23. Sirianni is an excellent leader when things are going right, but when things persistently go wrong, like they did in 23, he stays stubborn. And in this last game, the problem with the offense. It's not only just the injuries, but when you have a plan, they don't have the ability, they have yet to show the ability in these two losses where you can adjust on the fly to change your wide receiver, your passes, your offense, period. The reason why Jalen got intercepted is because they knew exactly where they were going to go with that. He stepped right in front of the pass. And it's going to get worse unless they come up with some different offensive plays, like Donovan said. You got to change this thing up, and unless they really decide to do that, we're going to see more of the same, and they're going to struggle with this thing, and we're going to be in trouble. So we'll just see what happens.
We will, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, next question today. I know you're in D.C., but we do have this pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson book tour, which is tomorrow at the TLA, okay. Misunderstood. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Every ticket comes with a copy of his book. The question today is, give us a good rainy day movie.
All right. Well, since Jack doesn't appreciate old movies, because my first thought was Platoon.
Cocoon's a good one.
One and two is good.
Yeah. So Jack, I don't know how you feel about
Never heard of it.
That's what I'm rolling with.
Yeah.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Damn millennials, man.
Nothing wrong with us.
Never heard of a Cocoon?
Nah. I thought you said Platoon.
No.
No.
Platoon's with Charlie Sheen, right?
Yes. Yeah, Cocoon.
Yeah.
So Cocoon was this movie where these alien sort of eggs came down, and they made the old people feel young again. Steve Guttenberg in Cocoon, right? Yep. Police Academy, Steve Guttenberg. Yeah. That was a good flick.
What did I say?
Wilford Brimley was in it, right? I believe, as well.
Mustache.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I got my flick.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually a good movie.
Is that a good rainy day flick?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a, you know, warms your heart kind of thing.
I mean, who's old who doesn't want to be young again?
Yeah, of course. I want to be young. Well,
so when they were, it was at a retirement home, right?
Yeah,
it was at a retirement home,
and the cocoons were in a pool.
They were in a pool.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen it in a while, but I forgot how they discovered the damn things.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Were they just in there?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
wasn't Daryl Hannah in it too? She was famous at that moment.
Yeah, I was gonna say who's the
love mermaid? Interest. I think it was Daryl Hannah.
Yeah,
I think it was her. It was a good flick.
It's a good '80s movie, man. Was that '80s, late '80s?
Yeah, it was probably 89, something like that, 87, 89.
I have no confidence in any of this being right.
No.
We're right on most of it.
Here's the deal, Jack. Yeah. I bet Cocoon came out somewhere between 86 and 89, had Steve Guttenberg, had Wilford Brimley, also had Daryl Hannah. I am super
confident. All those are right. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so why don't you shut up, Jack, and look it up.
1985.
Okay, I was close. Did it have all those people in it?
Yeah, so... Hold on. I don't see a Daryl in there.
Daryl's the female lead, I believe. No?
Yeah, he's not. He's lost interest.
Yeah.
I see Don Amici. Wilford Brimley.
Yep.
Hume Cronin.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah, Brian Dennehy was in it as well. Yeah.
Jack Gilford.
Okay.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yep.
Maureen Stapleton.
Maybe Daryl Hannah was in it.
Jessica Tandy.
She was an older lady.
Gwen Verdon.
Yeah.
Herta Ware.
I was pretty close.
Taney Welch.
Okay, enough. But I was
Linda Harris.
Close. Okay, enough. I was pretty close. You son of a bitch. I was pretty close.
Names,
you only missed Daryl Hannah. That's
I was pretty close. I was pretty close.
I'm pulling up the full cast.
Shut up. Get out of here. So I wasn't here in 23. Watched the games. Was not here for the conversation. This whole... I seem to remember you guys referencing this whole, the offense needs more motion, needs more complicated plays, was exactly what everybody said in 23.
Yep.
Right?
Pre-snap motion, yeah.
So was that right? And are what people are saying right? Or is it, because I do think there are some limitations, and I know this is going to come as anti-Jalen guy. There are some limitations when people are talking about play action from under center. He doesn't like doing that. You have to turn your back to the defense. He's just he doesn't like doing that.
Yep.
So aside from that, he also doesn't like throwing in the middle of the field.
Yes, some of that stuff hinders the offense. I don't know how it
limits
can.
What you can do.
I don't know how it can. It also would limit what the coaches can call.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, then he wouldn't be the first quarterback in history to have limitations on what he could do. Mm-hmm. Everybody has limitations on what they can do. But I do think There has to be – it can't just be that the coordinators need to draw more complicated plays. It can't just be that.
Well, I remember we tried that last year at the beginning, and then we stopped.
Right, because we were turning the ball over.
Because there was
all
the whole thing about pre-snap motion and all this stuff, and then the Eagles hear that, and now they're adding pre-snap motion to the offense, and I don't know if we benefited from that. Matter of fact, I would say we did not benefit from that.
No, that's why we changed it.
Yes.
That's why we changed it. I would love to we will never get the opportunity. I would love to be in a room with Sirianni and Petullo and hear what because if we're seeing things, Elliot says this sometimes, and it doesn't mean always, but if we're seeing things that they're seeing the same things.
Yes.
So
now, they may have a better understanding of why.
Why? That's the question, the why. Why are we doing the things that we're doing? You know, because when Emmanuel Acho can say, we're always doing this out of this formation and this out of that formation. I don't know. We did do some of the RPO stuff last time, but I think I don't think that can be a solution to do every time. And if Jalen is the one that is deciding to pass out of those formations, he must be seeing something that leads him to believe that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah, I don't know, man. I really want them to get it figured. The offensive line isn't going to be as good from a running perspective as they were last year. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. But I would like them to get it figured out a little bit better with more consistency than they have it now. Because it just, the swings that they have from looking highly competent to incompetent right. in the same game. I don't know that I've ever seen a team like this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree. You know, they have to start showing signs of being consistent. Really, can you play for two halves?
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Yeah. Yeah, two halves of looking yeah. like the same team.
Yeah, give us two halves
not
of
the bad
football.
Version.
Yeah,
yeah,
right, yes. Yeah. Give us two halves of at least looking like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then build off of that. But I still wonder how much the vibe of things
yeah.
impedes that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. I wonder if the vibe were better, would it relax the tension in the building on that side of the football? Like, I don't see any, I don't feel any tension on the defense.
No. No.
I don't feel any tension over there.
You know where the vibes would help too is those honest conversations after plays and in practice about what's happening. Is that if everyone feels like they're walking on eggshells around
right.
everyone, the honest conversation of, oh, you should have hit me when I was doing this, without sounding like it is a personal affront
right.
to I'm not being critical when they're saying that, just saying, hey, if I do this, you do that.
Right.
If you can't have free and open conversations about what each other are doing, that can impede your ability to fix whatever's wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember Thursday night because we was into baseball so much.
Yeah.
But the communication after series on the sideline, like this stuff has to be rectified, man, to where everybody feels like we're all on the same page. I keep going back to that because I honestly do believe until that gets fixed, that part of it gets fixed, I don't think you can fix the other things. In other words, I don't think we're going to get the offense that we all are hoping for or looking for if you got disgruntled players on that side of the football. You know, part of the reason I believe the Saquon stuff worked last year is because AJ and Devontae did buy into it. They bought into it. Right? Like, I think that's a big part of the reason why
well,
it could
because
work.
Because they got a block, too.
Yes, because they are a part of the running game.
Yeah.
And they saw the success they were having running the football, so they rode with it. And I think that kept the vibes good until the Carolina Panthers game, where AJ felt like he couldn't put up with it anymore and he had to let everybody know the passing game needs to be better. But even with that, after that, they seemingly got back on the same page because we never heard anything else about that stuff.
But we did have BG.
Right, that's what I mean.
We had the BG thing.
After
happened.
That, that's what
after
I'm saying.
That, yep.
It was after that.
Yep.
Because that was the same week.
Yep.
The Panther thing.
Yeah.
They played the Pittsburgh game, and then we didn't hear anything else the rest of the season until the postseason.
No.
Now, they didn't look great every week, but at least you didn't have that noise around the team, which allowed them through their times of not looking great, still be able to overcome the adversity and win football games. I think it's very hard to win games when two of your key players, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that rely on each other, aren't on the same page. It's like you're trying to win in spite of that stuff going on. That's hard to do.
215-592-9494. Coming up at 6 o'clock, the Jordan Mailata Show. We will talk about all this stuff with Jordan. Elliot Shore Parks, Jordan and I. And then the Players Lounge is at 7 here at Chickie's. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest here in person, Cam Juergens.
The Jergy Man.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Hey, will it let me save? Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Pete singing,
hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Good to see Pete joining in on the singing. Thank you, Pete. I love you. Love you as well.
Yeah.
We're here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, Packer Ave. 6 o'clock. We have to get Jordan here one time for 5:30 Creed.
Seriously.
Well, that means you had to convince him to come in early.
Yeah, well, I'll get Rod to pay him extra.
Yeah, just pay him extra.
Pay him extra.
Yeah, come on, pay just hang extra. Out. Hang out a little, a half hour early.
Just a half hour early.
Not asking for the moon.
The Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge coming up at 7 here at Chickies in South Philly. James Franklin did get fired.
Damn.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
Head coach of Penn State, James Franklin, embarrassed the university. A couple of they lost two games where they were 20-point favorites.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
three straight.
That is rough.
Hard to do.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go to UCLA and lose. But even had you survived that and just ran the table, gotten to the playoffs, maybe they forgive him and bring him back another year. But you follow a UCLA loss up with losing to Northwestern?
On homecoming?
Homecoming weekend?
You know, you never lose a homecoming game, Ike.
You could kind of see it.
You scheduled the wrong
if
team.
If you're bad, yeah.
I wonder if he knew. When you see him on the field saying goodbye to all the players, I guess maybe he does it every game where he shakes every player's hand while they're leaving the field. I don't know. He's looking at him.
He had a feeling.
He had to know. And now, unfortunately for James Franklin, he gets $49 million to not coach Penn State. So he doesn't have to be around those insufferable alumni that drive up there every week.
Come on, man. They
trying hurting. To recapture their
They're having youth. A tough weekend.
They're hurting right now, man.
Oh.
This is supposed to be it. This is supposed to be the team.
It was supposed to be the team. Drew Aller breaks his ankle, and James Franklin's done.
Bomber.
Drew Aller really broke his ankle?
Yeah, he did.
Done for the year?
Yeah, done for the year.
Easy over there.
Not good.
Matt Rhule?
I didn't even realize that.
Matt Rhule making his return?
I would go Matt Rhule first.
Urban Meyer.
I certainly would have Urban Meyer on my list.
There you go.
John Gruden.
Oh.
Grudog. Listen, I would love having Grudog coaching anywhere just for some of his press conferences. I don't know if Grudog.
Grudog wants the SEC, apparently.
Oh, really?
He seems more like an SEC coach.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. 215.
We're going to get Lane Kiffin. Leave Ole Miss. Go up there. Come on, man.
Well, he would fit right in. He does. He whines too much for me.
Ah, sounds like a classic Penn State.
Yeah, sounds perfect. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Spike. What up, Spike, Ike, and Jack? What's going on?
Chuck, what's up, brother?
Hey, let me say this, right? Yeah, Rod Thompson should go. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you why. You know, the guy's he's a wonderful human being, right? That's not going to win your championship. Bruce Bochy's out there. We got to go get him. You know, and I'm going to tell you why I styled on Rob Thompson, right? It had nothing to do with the bunch. You know, he picked Kirkley in, that's number one. And he skipped Ohtani. You know, he skipped Ohtani to go to Mookie Betts, and I think that was a huge mistake. You know, in a high-pressure situation like that, you got a man on second and third. And you're making a more high-pressure situation against a guy that didn't prove nothing to you in this series. And I know his name's Ohtani. He got spooked because his name's Ohtani. If his name was Jimmy Johnson and he was 1-for-13 in the series, he would have never skipped him. You know what I mean? You skip this guy to go to a borderline Hall of Fame Mookie Betts, who's great at the plate. I think that was a huge mistake. I would have forced his ass to hit our pitching. And if you don't hit our pitching, God bless you. You're only one of the best baseball players in baseball. But he didn't show me nothing in this series for this skip Ohtani.
Well, first of all, borderline Hall of Famer and Mookie versus a surefire Hall of Famer in Ohtani.
Both are surefire.
I know. I'm just he's saying borderline. And I'm saying lefty versus righty, righty versus righty. Listen, Duran has to get him out right there.
He can't walk back.
Yeah, you can't walk him. You got to throw him a pitch. You got to challenge him.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. Listen, Mookie has always been good at the plate, okay? Ohtani has not done nothing this series, man. I just wouldn't have walked him in that situation. It was already a high-pressure situation, like I said. And he made it more high-pressure by doing that, man. You know what I mean? And look what happened. He walked the guy, and we walked a runner in. We might, if you pitched Ohtani, you might get the out. And that was still 1-0. You know what I mean? So
you might get a single up the middle or to right field, and now it's 3-1.
And then you're killing Rob Thompson.
Or 2-1.
I'm sorry, that's a chance I would have to take because he has not shown me anything to walk.
Dude, I think you just have to put it on Durant. Durant can't walk best.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Yeah.
He's our best reliever. You got to be able to trust him to come in against a righty and not walk the guy. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, Chuck, and I know Ohtani was 1 for 13 or 1 for 14. He's homered off of Duran before. He's a lefty. I was terrified of Ohtani in that situation. Yeah.
And I can't go back because it didn't work out for the Phillies, and it's not say how I felt in the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment,
I was okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they even picked Kirkman in. I mean, Schramm did his job. Duran gave up one run in a high-pressure situation. I can't be mad at
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And to pick Kirkman in that situation, yeah, I know he had really nobody else to go to, but I wouldn't have took Lazard a while.
He had Robertson to go to. I was surprised he didn't go Robertson. I mean, Robertson's a high pressure, 40-year-old. Like,
I think he wanted strikeouts because there was only one out at that moment. Right?
I get it.
Well,
yeah,
get strikeouts. This guy Kirkman.
Yes, he does.
He's a contact pitcher. You know that.
Like, not Kirkring.
I mean, Kirkring. Yeah.
No.
He's not a strikeout guy, man.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He is. I don't know what to tell you. I understand. I can appreciate your point with Ohtani. Kirkering, you have a much better chance of Kirkering getting a strikeout than David Robertson.
Well, yeah. But, I'm just saying, like, I'll never forgive the guy because you have one thing to do. You know, even with a crossing guard out there telling you, throw the first base. Throw the first base. Directly.
Hold on, Chuck. Hold up. I just thought about something. Hold
up. Yeah.
Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Bryce Harper had two opportunities for big hits. You know I love Bryce just like you do, but come on now. You calling and you ain't ripping Bryce Harper for him not showing up in a big moment twice to get us big hits.
Oh, he walked in there.
Bryce came through in game three, didn't he? Come on, Chuck.
Listen, Chuck. I love Bryce too, man, but he can't escape blame when it's one thing when he didn't get a chance to have an at bat in the moment. He had two of them.
Two big at bats that he didn't come through in, and in game two as well. In game two as well.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, there's no point of ripping those three guys. I agree.
Chuck, totally agree.
Can you imagine if Joel Embiid missed free throws or wide open three?
Boy.
You think Chuck would call up and blame Nick Nurse?
They're not going anywhere. Like, I mean, where are they going? They
still Kyle Schwarber is a free agent.
Yeah, but if it's his fault, it's his fault.
Right.
Yeah.
With the Eagles, then let me say this, right? You know, we're about to lose A.J. Brown. I think he's going to get traded. We're going to lose A.J. Brown for this quarterback. I don't think that's a good even exchange, you know, if you ask me. You know, this guy has proven, you know, he's a winner. He's a winner, but he's not winning so much now. And I'm just saying. You know, now the measurables and everything else is starting to stick out.
Here's what I would ask, though, Chuck. Here's what I would ask.
Chuck, welcome back.
Yes.
Making a lot more sense
now. He's fully back. Yeah, yes.
Yep.
I would ask this, though, Chuck. How are you going to get a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
Listen, we might have one sitting on the bench. If we don't
there
know
we go.
We don't know it because this guy is playing. I mean, listen, this guy, I just want
to. Listen, I'm a Tanner McKee guy too, but he hasn't. Until he does it, I can't go to bat for him and say he's going to be better than Jalen Hurts. Haven't seen him do it. It's easy to play backup quarterback when you realize there's another start. The starter is coming back in at some point, and what you do doesn't necessarily matter. But when you're the starter out there and everything you do matters, I don't know how Tanner McKee responds to that.
I don't know. You got guys that want to leave now because of his quarterback. You know what I mean? I'm just.
Well, you have a guy.
Devontae just not boisterous. But I'm sure if you was able to go read his.
Why's Devontae mad? He's getting more. He get his catches every week.
He's not like he should, man. This guy's a route runner, man. He don't hit him consistently, man. I just want the guy to play better. He's not playing good.
I agree with you.
The guy's not playing good right now, and I'm just saying, you know,
he's playing better than he was.
We have on defense,
yeah, passing game's on fire.
With the injuries you have on defense, what are you going to do? I mean, with this guy playing the way he's playing right now, I mean, we're going to go downhill fast, quick in a hurry, man. I just don't know about this guy, man. My antennas is up on him. I didn't like his measurables as it is. Now, I always stuck by him because he won. Can't even say that no more.
Yeah, we're making a lot of sense,
they're still 4-2.
Sounds like a front runner to me, Chuck.
Well, no, I'm not a front runner. Here's the thing, Ike. Fight. Let me advise you something, right? I'm just a fan.
Was going well, you stuck with him, you was with him, and things aren't looking good right now. You're ready to throw him away.
Yeah, who was doubting the entire time?
Who said I got to be on the ship like I'm Bruce Willis in a burning building? You know what I mean? I'm jumping off that joint. I mean, come on, man.
I'm just messing with you.
Chuck,
now we're getting worked up.
I agree with you. I'm just messing with you. Chuck, I'm just messing with you, brother.
Chuck, I'm just messing.
All right.
Chuck, what's your rainy day movie?
Listen, there's two guys that are dead in my heart when it comes to acting, okay? One of them is De Niro, and the other one is Denzel. So I'm going to pick a De Niro movie, okay?
Okay.
And that is Heat. Heat is one of my favorites when I'm watching.
Yeah.
Heat, yeah.
It's a good Raymond. And you know why Heat is good?
Thank you for the call, Chuck.
It's a great movie. It's the reason why I picked Titanic. So when we say rain movie, both those movies are 3 hours long.
Yes.
So that's a nice long movie.
Yeah. Take a nap in the middle of the movie.
Oh, man. Spoon? You want me the big spoon or the little spoon?
Oh, with you, buddy? I'll be the little spoon.
Wow.
I wasn't talking about us.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. Hey. Guy that can help you with your windows.
That's a good transition.
Yep. Guy that'll be the big spoon. You'll be the little spoon. You'll be the little spoon with old drafty windows. What a shame. Your family in the winter with that cool air, cold air coming through the windows in the bedroom. What a shame that is. Guida can help you with that shame. And right now, the Guida buy one, get one half off sale for your doors, for your windows. For every qualifying window or door, you get another one, 50% off. Mix and match as you see fit, depending on what your needs are. So you don't have to buy a window to get 50% off a window. No. Mix and match window to door, door to window, window to window, door to door. Come on. The more you get, the more you save. You replace everything in your house. I mean, meaning the doors and windows. Half of them are going to be 50% off. Unbelievable. You know what else is unbelievable? You start your project with no money down. Another one, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. There are some exclusions. It's a limited time. What you got to do? It's called 877-GO-GUIDA. Get all the details. Get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Chris in Overbrook. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Chris?
You guys know who has the highest completion percentage in Super Bowl history?
Jalen Hurts, baby.
Jalen Hurts. For the first four games, he's the only quarterback in NFL history with five passing touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns, and zero interceptions.
Wow.
This year?
Do you hang a banner for that?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, wow. We're watching history this year?
Chris, do you think he's...
Oh, my
games,
God.
He hasn't been running.
You Jalen people.
For the last two games, he hasn't been running. So,
why is that?
Because he had a concussion against the Rams.
The undiagnosed concussion.
Right. Do you think it's possible? Has there ever been a game where he didn't play well?
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, every quarterback's going to have those games here and there, but not everybody's going to get crushed like he does for it. You know what I mean?
I think you should go to the cities where their team plays. You know, I lived in Chicago when they went to the Super Bowl, and they were arguing about whether Kyle Orton or Rex Grossman should start. Arguing the whole year. You don't think Peyton Manning got... Wait, hold up, hold up. Chris. Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, right?
Overrated, but yeah.
Right. Jack, shut up. Okay, you know Peyton Manning got killed for how he performed in the playoffs.
For
he
years.
Got killed. John Elway.
And deservingly so, by the way.
Yeah. He got killed. This happens to every quarterback. Every quarterback gets too much credit when they win and too much blame when they lose. But the fact is, whether he's the only quarterback to have five touchdowns and four interceptions and or four
five
running
passing,
touchdowns.
Four rushing.
It doesn't
zero.
Matter.
That's
he's
history.
He's just not playing that well this year. And it might not only be his fault, but it's okay to say that he's not playing
well,
that well.
Well, the passing
well
game's on fire.
And shut up, Jack.
That's twice.
And also, Chris, Kevin Petrullo is getting killed too. And Nick Sirianni's getting killed too. What do you want? Do you want, if the passing game's not good, do you want people to never mention the quarterback?
Nah, you can do it, but at the same time, Jalen Hurts is not the reason that this team is struggling. It's not
he's one of them. He's one of them.
Nah, it's not, though.
No, but it is.
If anybody knows football can see that, it's very simple. He's not the problem.
Why?
He's one of them.
First off,
he's one of them.
They should have let Kellen Moore walk. They should have offered him head coach money. There's no... They only had 1 year with him. Could you imagine three years?
Chris, I hate to do it, but Baker Mayfield's had three OCs in 3 years. He threw for 41 touchdowns last year. He's got a new OC this year. He's got 12 touchdowns and one interception, and he's second in MVP in MVP odds.
But does he have five passing touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns, and no interceptions?
New offensive coordinator. And do you think Kellen Moore wants to stick around here and call 75% run plays and not be able to use half of his offense because the quarterback can't execute it? You're making me do this.
Never made it to the Super Bowl.
You're making me do this.
Made it to the Super Bowl twice.
I don't care.
4 years.
I don't care. We're not talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about the regular season right now, which you need to play well in to get to the Super Bowl. Right now, we're talking about the regular season. You just gave me his regular season record. So let's not talk about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the games right now. And I don't want to hear about the offense. He's been the pass game coordinator for 4 years, Kevin Petrullo. How familiar do you want him to be with the guy? And Kellen Moore wanted to get a head coaching job. He left. That's what happened. Do you think Kellen Moore wanted to come here and run the ball 70% of the time? Do you think he wanted to get rid of half of his offense because the quarterback couldn't do it? Do you think?
Under Kellen Moore, Saquon had his year with 2,000 yards. A.J. Brown missed three games. He had over 1,000 yards reception.
Can't do the excuses. Can't do it. Thank God Jalen derangement syndrome is being... There's a vaccine for it, and that is losing. And the Eagles are losing, and Jalen derangement syndrome is less. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Hang on, Buzz. Don't hit the button. Kevin Petrullo is getting killed. Jalen Hurts is definitely not the only one.
Yeah, everybody's
getting the
catching
button.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, Sirianni's getting killed. The offensive line, everybody's catching it.
Well,
it's not just Jalen.
The Jalen people.
Yeah.
Will
look to the other people
yes.
to blame.
And then the anti Jalen people.
Yes,
yeah.
we'll
look
blame
at you.
Them. Yes.
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 All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Welcome
Buzz.
To the city.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Text line.
I don't know.
Hendrickson, Baker, and Josh Allen and the Aaron Donald almost sack. The Spike Eskin Mount Rushmore.
Always bring up. I don't bring up Josh Allen anymore.
He's on
that's
Baker
settled.
Now. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
settled.
Yeah, we already won that.
I did have Baker ahead of Jalen last year, too, by the way.
I don't care if he won the Super Bowl.
And the sack. The Jalen
Which
Carter
one?
Sack.
Oh, the Jalen Carter
Jalen
sack.
Jalen Carter sack. Yep.
Yep.
What's next? All right. You do that one once a week, and it's also not true.
I don't know, man.
Once a week you do that.
Yeah, I do.
Once a week. I'm writing the text line. I am I am sending them to battle. I am monitoring the text. I'm getting the login.
He finally done it.
Yep. You pushed me too far, buddy.
I love how upset you get the text line.
Trey Hendrickson would help this team. What's next? Oh, God.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, a throwback.
Yep.
Do people remember the Back to the Future moment?
Probably not, but it was one of my favorite moments of the show.
Yeah.
Because we were doing it in front of people in media.
Yeah. Hey, he thought that was an appropriate time to roll that take out.
Yep.
I should tell you, the trilogy wouldn't be a bad rainy day.
No.
If you looked at all three of them.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be bad.
Jack, have you at least seen Back to the Future?
I have not.
Oh.
Wow. You haven't seen Back to the Future?
Nope.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I got the box set.
Nice.
What's next? Yes.
Did we bully him into giving Elliot the first question?
Yes.
We had him. We had his back.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly knew. We noticed it because we certainly talked about it.
Monitoring.
Monitoring everyone. We got our eyes on everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't let anyone slip.
This thing is for everybody. It's for everybody. What's next? Well, maybe he should stop being 30th in sack rate. I don't know. Two years of this.
He's not going to stop saying it until he is.
2 years of this.
What was Elliot's?
Oh.
He wasn't in that deck.
Oh, yeah. And Donovan's was.
Donovan's
was
the screen.
Screen pass.
Yeah. Quarterback can't throw it, John.
He loves Donovan. The screen pass.
Yep. Yeah. What's next? It was like 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
Felt like 15. 15, though.
Yeah.
Well,
sure did.
You know, we don't like yelling at each other.
Nah. We get in the host battle where you got to get the last thing in.
You locked horns.
But then you also got to get to commercial.
Yeah, we did.
I got to get to the commercial. You know.
But you're not losing either.
Yeah.
He's still used to me doing that.
Yeah.
I did that to Michael B. for 5 years.
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. It's so good because you know he's got to go to break.
Yep.
So you can get it in there. Oh, it's so good. It is so good. Oh, my God. All right. Big night here at Chickie's, as it always is on Mondays.
Herb is here.
You know, if you're heading over to the Flyers, stop by here first.
Come see Herb.
Yeah, come see Herb. Line up right next to the Jordan line afterwards. Jordan Mailata show is coming up at 6 with Elliot Shore Parks, Jordan Mailata, and myself. And then the Players Lounge happens at 7. That is Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest will be here. That is Cam Jurgens. Our show, the WIP Afternoon Show, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.